Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I hope that you are having an amazing day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 17th day of the month of Iyar and on the 32nd day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Yesterday, the OU's feature of the week with Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter, Rabbi Beryl Wein, and Rabbi Stephen Weil was Chas Hashem, thank God, a fantastic success, and even now, less than 24 hours later, it has been viewed by nearly 2,200 people. If you missed it, you can still watch it on demand at any time at your convenience at together.ou.org/live. That's together.ou.org/live. It was an incredibly special, heartwarming, and inspirational hour. And I highly recommend watching it whenever you have an opportunity. Again, that's together.ou.org/live or by clicking on the link or in the OU Today email. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yonason Sachs, Lower Da'astra of Agudas Yisrael, Birchas Yaakov, in Passaic, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Sachs reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's chapters 20, 27, and 130. And please note, as always, that there is a link to view those in both Hebrew and in English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Sachs will recite the Mishnah Berach L'Cholem and Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Sachs concludes for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, as well as an additional thought that I would like to share with all of you. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sachs.
The Ramban in Parshas Emor explains that initially, the Yemei HaSfira, the days of the Omer, were days of great celebration and joy. The purpose was to anticipate Kabbalah HaTorah, receiving the Torah Hashem, on the Yantif of Shavuos. And the Ramban comments that in essence, Pesach and Shavuos are a single Yantif. He refers to Pesach as being the first days of Yantif, Shavuos as being the last days of Yantif, V'hayamim hasurim bentayim harehin kecholosh ha-moed. All intermediate days were comparable to a time of Chol HaMoed. Simcha, joy, celebration, awaiting the glorious moment of receiving the Torah Hashem. But yet the Gemara tells us, Nivamostav Samach Beis, that these days were transformed. They were marred because of the demise of 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. His students perished at that particular time, Shlonagu Kavod Zelozeh, because they were not respectful. They were not deferential. The bar was set so high for the students of Rabbi Akiva that this breach resulted in their ptira, in their demise. These Talmidim perished, and the Gemara explains, V'haya ha'olam shameh. Literally, the world was in desolation. Ad shehalach Rabbi Akiva eitzel rabbeinu shebedarom b'shana lahem. Until Rabbi Akiva regrouped, he started once again with a small group of students in order to be able to reinstate and further develop the Torah Hashem. Those students, yes, quantitatively a small group, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozer, the Kohelis Rabbah adds Rabbi Nechemia, a small group of students who were termed Rabboseinu Shebedarim. And yet, this group of Talmidim were able to excel, not only in terms of growing as the Gdolei Hatanaim, giants in terms of our heritage, our tradition, but also in terms of the importance and what they represented, what they personified between man and man, ben Adam l'chavero. When you look throughout the teachings of Chazal, the statements of this small group of Tanaim is replete with the emphasis on being noheg kavod zelazeh, the need to be absolutely deferential. You know that tomorrow on Lag BaOmer, that it's a day of certain elements of joy. The Meiri comments that what was so special about this particular day? He writes, because on this day, Poska Magefa, that the calamitous plague, the demise of the students of Rabbi Akiva came to an end. And therefore, there's an element of celebration that Be'ezras Hashem will experience tonight and tomorrow. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Pri Chodesh, Tav Tzadi Gimel raises a stunning question. You know that if there is a plague, and yes, certain individuals perish, but there's survivals, when the plague comes to an end, you understand that it's a time of joy, a time of simcha. But here, when it came to the students of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara tells us, Umesu Kulam, they all perished. No one was left. And if that really is the case, why is there any element of joy on the time of Lag Ba'omer? The Meiri writes, Lag Ba'omer was that day that Rabbi Akiva regrouped with Rabbi Seno Shebedarim. That was the time that he turned to those students and told them that, yes, I will teach you the Torah Hashem, but with the one caveat, with that provision, you must be noheg, kavod, zalazeh. There is a tradition of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and others that each day of Sfiras HaOmer corresponds to what you find in the very end of Pirkei Avos, the various steps that a person prepares himself to be able to receive the Torah Hashem. And a day-to-day correspondence between every necessary step and the given day that you find yourself during the days of the Omer, the Yimei HaSfira. And what's somewhat incredible is that when you count all of those steps in the very end of Pirkei Avos, and you come to Lag BaOmer 33, the Midah, the acquisition of that day, the necessary precondition, is Ohev Es HaBrios, that one has to go out of his way to love a fellow Jew, those who HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And therefore, it's not coincidental. If this was the day that Rabbi Akiva regrouped and taught his students that you must be noheg kavod zelazeh, you must be deferential, you must be absolutely respectful, the midah, the trait, the characteristic of the day of Lag BaOmer is one of avas habrios, to be able to love all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. That no doubt for us, in this time of suffering, a time of a magefa, one has to be mindful of the greatness of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim, to recognize their excellence in the Torah Hashem, but also the priority that they had of avas habrios, to be appropriately respectful, deferential, to be able to constantly demonstrate avas Yisrael. We'll continue with the recitation of Tehillim, Perachaf, chapter 20. Lam natseach mizmor de David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagev chashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishmach ezrocha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka, Yizkar kol minchosecha v'losecha yedash nesela, Yitein lecha kilvavecha v'chol atzasecha yimalei, Niranana mishuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgaho, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ato yadati ki yoshena mishicho, Yaneo mishmei kodesho bigvoros yesho yeminoho, Eilev arechev, eilev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, Heimakoro v'nafolo v'anachnu kamno v'nisodod, Adonai hoshi ha-melech yaneinu v'yom koreinu, Perek Chavzayin, chapter 27. L'David Adonai uri v'ishi mimira, Adonai mos chayay mimi efchad, bekarov alay mirim lecholes bisari, tarai v'avay li heima koshlu v'nafalu, im tachane alay machane lo yira libi, im takum alay milchama bezos ani voteach, Acha shoalti meis Adonai oso havakesh, shivti beveis Adonai kol yemei chayai, lachzos benoam Adonai ulevaker beheichalo, kis bineinu besuko biyom ra'o, yastireinu beseisar olo, bitzur yirom emeini, vata yorum roshi aloi vais vivosai, vezbecho boholo zivchei suruo, ashir vazvamra ladonai, Shema Adonai Koli Ekra V'chaneni V'aneni V'chamar Libi V'akshu Fanai Es Panecho Adonai Avakesh Al Taster Panecho Mimeni Al Tatav Avdecho Ezrasi Ha'isa Al Tishenu Al Tazvenu Elohe Yishi Ki Aviv Imu Azavuni V'Adonai Yaseini Oreni Adonai Darkecho Unecheinei Mamrach Mishelaman Shorroi Al titne benefesh sarai, ki kamu vi, eidei sheker vifeach amahas. Ule yamanti deros betuv Adonai beretz chayim. Kaveel Adonai chazak viameitz libecha vikaveel Adonai. Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shira malos, mimamakim karasicho Adonai. Adonai shima vikoli, tienos necha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor Adonai mi amod, kimecho asilicho leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai kiveso nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti, nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'rabeimo fidus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim Ba'avur Shana Mispalim Ba'avuram Bizchar Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Merachemim Aleihem Lachlimam Al-Ravosam Lachazikam Lachayosam Bishloch Le'merafu Hashemah Min HaShamayim L'chol Eivarehem L'chol Gideihem B'sol Shor Cholei Yisrael Refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf, hashto ba-galov izman kariv, v'nomar amein. Achinu kobeis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzaro v'shivya, homdim ben b'yom v'em rosha, makam yirachem aleihem, v'yotzim yitzara lirvacha, mi'afela le'ura, v'shibu ligula, hashto ba-galov izman kariv, v'nomar amein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Sacks. I thought, if possible, to share with everyone on the call. I have frequently heard people ask the question of, what can I do, or how can I help or make a difference? There are many layers to these questions. On previous calls, we have shared the idea of reaching out to a neighbor, family, friend, who we know is alone or lonely, and checking in by phone or a video Zoom. What a difference it can make. We've also touched upon the importance of tzedakah, of charity, and helping those in need. Our phone calls each day are sponsored by you, our dear callers, and these funds go exactly to that cause of helping those in need. And we're not the only tzedakah. There are many, and we should take advantage of them and help and support when we are able to. Additionally, we've mentioned the idea that if one is able to and not at risk to themselves, to offer to pick up groceries for a neighbor who may not be able to get out. And of course, the core focus, what each of these calls are all about, the importance and the necessity to raise our voices together in tefillah, in prayer, and to learn Torah together each day is of vital importance. If we are able to, we should try to continue to focus on these areas and to do whatever we can to help ourselves, those around us, and continuously deepen our relationship with Hashem, the creator of the world who loves us so dearly and yearns for us to desire the strengthening of our relationship with Him. We've touched upon finding a few minutes a day in a quiet space where we are alone and to speak with Hashem in English and to share with Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in Heaven, what is happening in our lives as if we're speaking with a best friend. If I may, I'd like to share an additional area that I think we could also perhaps explore. I've been known to share some personal thoughts on these calls, and this is of no exception. About 20 years ago, while learning in yeshiva in Israel, one of my rabbis shared the idea of davening, of praying for oneself to find a shidduch, to find one's spouse, and that one should daven, one should pray for others in need as well. Being pragmatic, I took out an index card and using a ruler, I divided the front and the back of the index card into six columns. And there, I wrote down the names of all of my friends and relatives who I knew were looking to get married. Whenever I had a conversation with someone and they shared that they had a sister, a brother, a relative, or friend, or themselves who were looking to get married, I would go back to that index card and I would write down their name as well. Each day since then, and I continue to do so, and this card has become one of my most precious treasures. I would daven at the end of my Shemona Esrei and continue as I did this morning, a prayer for each of these groups, Sunday through Friday. And honestly, the nachas, the joy that I get each time I hear that someone got engaged, married, it's incredibly sweet and special. I take out that list and with tremendous simcha, with great happiness, I cross off their name. 20 years later, Chasei Hashem, thank God, there are so many names crossed off on that list. And yet there are also so many still left and so many more that I continue to add. The reason I share this is because I believe that my tefillot matter. I believe that your tefillot matter and that all of our tefillot, all of our prayer matter. Sometimes it can feel daunting or challenging when we are davening, when we're praying. But I believe when we can make it more personal in some ways, when we daven to pray for others, it uplifts our own tefillot. Perhaps this idea of praying for others in need, whether it be for those in need of a refuah, and by the way, there's a beautiful insert in almost every siddur during the bracha of Rifu'enu and Shemoneh Esrei, which we should always try to say in each of our tefillot, or to daven for those in need of parnasa, specifically those names of people we know who are in need of help, or for those wishing and yearning for children, for those who are pregnant for a healthy pregnancy, and there's so much more. Well, I have found this to be so meaningful and rewarding, and I share solely for that reason that you too may find it as well. I would add one word of caution and not advise creating a mega list. It's like going into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with this mega list, but rather to divide it up, because it's human nature, things will become too burdensome, but divide it up and set aside a specific portion each day. Just sharing personally for me what I believe can make a really meaningful difference in our tefillah, because every tefillah, everything that we're doing for good, is making a difference. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m., Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yosef Sharbat of Congregation Ahavas Achim B'nai Jacob and David in West Orange, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.